Tata Group replaces chairman in major shakeup at Jaguar Land Rover's parent. And Chandrasekaran's decision not to seek reappointment as Tata Group chairman, driven by a fractured board that failed to reach unanimous consensus on his 5-year extension, is the most consequential leadership rupture in Indian corporate history since the Cyrus Mistry removal in 2016, and it arrives at the worst possible moment for a conglomerate juggling the turnaround of Air India, the restructuring of Tata Steel, and the global repositioning of Jaguar Land Rover. Chandrasekaran, 63, announced he will not seek reappointment when his current term expires in February 2027. His statement disclosed that when the extension proposal first came before the Tata Sons board in February, one board member withheld support. He chose to defer the decision. 6 months passed. No resolution emerged. The result, a voluntary departure framed as a governance failure, not a personal one. Shares of listed Tata Group companies fell on the news, a market verdict on the disruption that leadership uncertainty injects into a group with assets spanning salt, steel, aviation, software, and luxury automotive. Independent market analyst Ambarish Balaga told BBC News that a departure of this magnitude at this level of seniority was always going to produce a negative market reaction. Balaga added that with 6 months remaining before the transition, the group retains enough runway to identify a credible successor, and he placed higher probability on an internal appointment than an external search. The stakes extend well beyond India's equity markets. Tata Group's structure concentrates governance risk in ways that few global conglomerates replicate. Tata Trust, the charitable arm, holds 66% of Tata Sons, the group's parent company. That structure confers tax advantages and enables philanthropy, but it also creates a dual mandate, profit-seeking and mission-driven, that has generated recurring governance tension. Tata Trust holds 3 board seats on Tata Sons. The disagreements now reported to have paralyzed Chandrasekaran's reappointment, covering board nominations, funding approvals, and the question of a public listing of Tata Sons itself, are structural, not incidental. The governance architecture that made this inevitable the Tata Group's ownership model is singular among large-cap industrial conglomerates. Tata Trusts, functioning as a non-profit entity, controls the majority of Tata Sons. That control is not passive. Tata Trusts nominates 3 board members to Tata Sons, and those nominations carry disproportionate weight precisely because their support, or its absence, can block strategic decisions. Chandrasekaran entered the chairman role in 2017 following the removal of Cyrus Mistry, whose ouster triggered years of litigation. Mistry's departure itself followed the death of Ratan Tata's chosen successor, Cyrus Mistry's predecessor, in a pattern that illustrates how succession at Tata Sons has rarely been clean. The current rupture is not aberrational. It is cyclical. What changed under Chandrasekaran was the ambition of the group's portfolio transformation. He oversaw Tata's repurchase of Air India from the Indian government in 2022, a strategic retrieval of a flagship brand that also imported the airline's accumulated operational complexity. Tata Steel's European operations have faced restructuring pressure, with UK capacity decisions reflecting both energy cost headwinds and decarbonization capital requirements. Jaguar Land Rover, owned through Tata Motors, has been navigating an electric vehicle transition while managing supply chain disruption. Each of these is, in Chandrasekaran's own words, a strategic project at a critical stage of execution. A leadership vacuum at the top of Tata Sons does not pause those projects. It complicates them. What the board split signals for Tata Sons' listing ambitions among the reported flashpoints between Tata Trust's nominees and other board members is the question of whether Tata Sons should pursue a public listing. This is not a procedural debate. A listing of Tata Sons would restructure the entire capital architecture of the group, create a publicly traded vehicle for one of India's most recognized brands, and introduce shareholder accountability mechanisms that the current trust-dominated structure deliberately avoids. The disagreement over listing is a proxy for a deeper conflict. Whether Tata Group optimizes primarily for commercial scale or for philanthropic mandate, Tata Trusts, as controlling shareholder, has historically prioritized the group's social obligations. A public listing would introduce minority shareholders whose primary interest is return on equity. Those are not always compatible objectives. Our view, the listing debate will not resolve itself in the next 6 months. Whoever succeeds Chandrasekaran will inherit this unresolved tension as the defining governance question of their tenure. A successor who leans toward listing accelerates Tata Sons integration into global capital markets. One who resists preserves the trust-centric model at the cost of capital flexibility. The Tata Trust structure, with 66% control of Tata Sons and 3 board nominees, means that no chairman can govern effectively without the sustained support of the trust's leadership. Chandrasekaran could not secure that support for a 5-year extension. His successor will need a clearer compact before accepting the role. Air India, Tata Steel, and JLR, 3 turnarounds without a quarterback, the timing of Chandrasekaran's departure compounds operational risk across 3 of the group's most capital-intensive businesses. Air India, reacquired in 2022, requires sustained management attention to rebuild operational reliability, expand international routes, and integrate the acquisitions and partnerships that follow a privatization of that scale. The airline's revival is explicitly cited in reporting as one of the group's severe business headwinds. Tata Steel's European operations face decarbonization capital expenditure requirements that require executive bandwidth and board-level conviction. The UK government's involvement in any potential restructuring of UK steel capacity makes this a geopolitical as well as financial decision. Jaguar Land Rover's electric vehicle pivot requires capital commitment, brand repositioning, and technology partnership decisions. JLR operates as a subsidiary of Tata Motors, giving it a degree of operational independence, but strategic decisions of sufficient scale reach the Tata Sons board. 3 concurrent turnarounds, each requiring a chairman with both strategic clarity and board alignment, now face a 6-month transition period during which the next leader has not yet been identified, and the structural governance conflicts that ended Chandrasekaran's tenure remain unresolved. Succession mechanics and the internal candidate premium Balaga's view that an internal successor is the more probable outcome reflects the logic of Tata Group's culture. Chandrasekaran himself was a Tata lifer, having joined the group in 1987 and ascended through Tata Consultancy Services, where he served as CEO and managing director before being elevated to group chairman in 2017. TCS, the group's listed IT services engine, has historically been the most disciplined and commercially rigorous of the group's operating units. It has also been the training ground for senior leadership. An external appointment would signal a more radical break, potentially importing a CEO-type profile with a mandate to restructure the group's portfolio rather than steward its existing transformation agenda. The board conflict that ended Chandrasekaran's tenure suggests the Tata Trust's nominees are not passive actors. Any external candidate would need to credibly navigate the same dual mandate tension that Chandrasekaran could not fully resolve. The 6-month window before February 2027 is operationally tight for a governance structure this complex. Precedent is not encouraging. The Mistry removal in 2016 was followed by prolonged legal proceedings. The current transition, while less acrimonious in its public presentation, carries equivalent strategic risk. The Placamium view the market's immediate reaction, selling listed Tata entities on the announcement, is rational but incomplete. The headline risk is leadership uncertainty. The structural risk is more durable. What this episode exposes is that the Tata Trust's governance model, which has provided the group with capital efficiency and social legitimacy for decades, is increasingly misaligned with the capital intensity and execution speed required by its current portfolio. Air India is not a passive investment. Tata Steel's European future depends on government negotiations and green financing structures. JLR competes against BMW, Mercedes, and now BYD in the EV transition. These businesses require a chairman with an unambiguous board mandate and the ability to commit capital at speed. The Tata Trust's model, by design, slows and complicates that decision-making. It did so with Mistry. It has now done so with Chandrasekaran. The pattern is not a coincidence. It is the output of a structure that was designed for a different era of Indian capitalism. Our thesis: the succession decision will be a forced test of whether Tata Sons can modernize its governance architecture without dismantling the trust structure that defines its identity. The candidate who emerges will signal which direction the board has chosen. A TCS or Tata Motors pedigree suggests continuity and a bet that the current portfolio transformation can be completed within the existing model. An external appointment with capital markets experience signals that the listing debate has been resolved in favor of structural change. For institutional investors with exposure to listed Tata entities, including Tata Motors via JLR, TCS, and Tata Steel, the 6 months ahead represent a period of elevated governance uncertainty layered on top of existing operational complexity. The discount to intrinsic value at which those entities trade will remain wider than sector peers until leadership clarity emerges. That discount is also an entry point if the successor signals governance reform rather than entrenchment. The bottom line: Chandrasekaran's exit is not a personal failure. It is a stress test that the Tata Sons' governance structure failed. The next chairman inherits three major turnarounds: a structurally divided board, an unresolved listing debate, and a six-month clock. The question for institutional capital is not whether Tata's underlying businesses have value. They demonstrably do. The question is whether the governance architecture that sits above those businesses will amplify or constrain that value. Until February 2027, and the appointment of a successor with a clear board mandate, that question remains open. Watch the internal versus external decision closely. It will tell you everything about where Tata Group is headed for the next decade.